So yes, we did see some records fall at the airport, the Haines Airport.
Record temperatures bring high rivers. And two meetings about the Connolly Lake Hydro Project are scheduled for this week. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. A snow-laden winter and record-high temperatures over the weekend translates to some high water in area rivers. Haines set a record-high temperature of 86 on Saturday, according to Rick Fritch of the National Weather Service in Juneau. Friday's temperature reached 82, and Sunday's temperature of 76 was just below the record of 79 set in 2004. Skagway did not break any high temperature records, but did remain in the 70s over the weekend. The warm temperatures meant mountain snows were melting fast and adding to high river levels, said Fritch.
Generally, southeast Alaska saw higher than normal amounts of snow for the season. And with the cool temperatures that we had, especially in May, with the daytime highs being very suppressed, a lot of the gradual melting that would have occurred in April and May didn't happen, and then we got a very dramatic and very sudden warm-up over the course of these 3 days this weekend. And all of that snow that was up there that would have been slowly melting over the course of an entire month, a lot of it melted much more rapidly, which is why the rivers are doing what they're doing right now.
The Tyre River near Skagway reached a moderate flood stage over the weekend, peaking just over 17 feet Saturday evening. That meant some heavier-than-normal waters along the Chilkoot Trail, said Chief Ranger Tim Steidel.
Fortunately, we didn't have to close the trail this weekend, but it did spike above 17 feet, which is typically where we would close the trail, around midnight, both nights, Saturday and Sunday nights. Fortunately, it was good timing at the time of the night. We don't have a lot of people on a lot of part of the trail, so we did not actually close the trail, and the river gauge levels dropped by the next morning.
He said the trail normally sees some high water during heavy rainfalls in August and September, but not usually this early in the season.
Fortunately, we've had enough minor floods in the past that we have a pretty good gauging system for determining what type of user experience folks are going to have based on different levels between 16.5 and 17 feet, what kind of impact that would have on hikers.
The trail does not cross the main channel of the river, but Steidel said waters can cross the trail at other offshoot locations.
What we end up getting is flooding from a lot of the backwater sloughs and freshwater channels that are running off the mountains that feed the Tyre River there. So we get multiple locations for that whole stretch, anywhere from 1 mile to 5 mile, that can become inundated at about 16.5 feet, and will continue to rise until over 17 feet. We get waist deep, pretty fast flowing waters, and that's what usually prompts us to close the trail at that point.
River levels on the Tyre also impacted river rafting tours out of Skagway this weekend. The Weather Service also issued a flood advisory for the Chilkat River over the weekend. Waters reached area of Klukwan Village, flooding some smokehouses close to the bank and leaving pools of water around some parts of the traditional knowledge camp, said Tribal President Jones Hotch Jr.
Well, there's, it's furthest I've seen it in a long time. It's in, to the back of our smokehouse. I think some of the smokehouses have water in them.
The flood warning for the Tyre was set to expire at 4 p.m. on Monday. The flood advisory for the Chilkat was extended until 5 a.m. Tuesday. You can find more information online at NOAA.gov. Alaska Power and Telephone is hosting two public meetings this week on the proposed Connolly Lake Hydro Project. The first meeting is Tuesday from 9 a.m. to noon. The meeting is taking place in Juneau, but the Haines Borough is hosting a telephonic link to the meeting in Assembly Chambers. The meeting is meant primarily for state and federal resource agencies to discuss issues about the proposed project. A second meeting on Wednesday in Haines will allow for public comment on the hydro project. AP&T will have a presentation and then hear from the public at the meeting beginning at 6 p.m. Wednesday at the Haines A and B Hall. AP&T received a preliminary permit from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission earlier this year for the proposed hydroelectric project. Goat Lake Hydro Incorporated is the official entity pursuing the project as part of AP&T and filed an application for original license for the project in May. To use the traditional licensing process for the project, Most applications of this sort now use the integrated licensing process, according to the federal agency. But applicants can request the traditional process. The FERC website said the traditional format allows for few defined pre-filing steps and deadlines and more informal study development processes than the integrated process. Goat Lake Hydro writes it would like to use the traditional process for several reasons. Its license application is expected to be ready for submittal by the end of the 3-year preliminary permit phase. The resource issues are, quote, not complex because the environment is fairly well known and includes fish studies conducted in the last year, and there is reasonable amount of existing information about the water and wildlife habitat, and that issues raised in the community can be adequately addressed because the issues are well known. Goat Lake Hydro writes it also believes the traditional process will be more objective for the public because an environmental assessment will be conducted by a third party. And lastly, the traditional process will be less expensive than the integrated process for the company. Goat Lake Hydro also outlined its traditional licensing process pre-filing schedule. The draft study plan was released for review on June 12th. Comments on the draft are open until July 12th. The company expects to conduct field studies and economic evaluations through the end of the year. The company will distribute the draft license application scheduled for next November, with a comment period on the application expected to last from December 2013 through January of 2014. The company expects to file a final license application to FERC in March 2014, it writes. Again, a telephonic link to the Tuesday meeting begins at 9 a.m. in Haines Borough Assembly Chambers, and the Wednesday meeting starts at 6 p.m. at the Haines A and B Hall. The Haines Assembly meets Tuesday with another hefty agenda and 3 items dealing with borough land. One will discuss the possible sale of the old primary school lots, another addresses the borough possibly acquiring more land, and a third is about the state needing to acquire some borough property near the ferry terminal for upgrades. The meeting will kick off with a public hearing and discussion of the former primary school property. The Borough Planning Commission in April recommended classifying some of the lots for sale. It also recommended retaining some portions of the property for public parking, public space, and snow storage. The commissioners in favor of the recommendation said they believed the sale of the lots could help revitalize downtown and increase property tax revenue. But 3 commissioners voted against the recommendation, saying there are many potential public uses for the property, and at least some of it could be used for future Haines School expansion. The assembly last month moved to direct the manager to begin the process of selling the lots, as designated by the Planning Commission. But that vote was reversed at the next meeting after an assembly member wanted to reconsider their vote. The assembly sent the recommendation back to the Planning Commission for more clarification. The planning commissioners replied they did not want to change their previous motion, only that they emphasized there is no hurry to sell the property. They wrote in a memo to the assembly that there must be a plan in place for the Main Street properties before the borough proceeds with any sales. Also at the Tuesday meeting, an ordinance is up for introduction that would direct the borough manager to explore purchasing the former Elks Lodge. The assembly decided last month it wanted to discuss the option of the borough buying this property. The Haines School Board met in a special meeting last week to draft a resolution in support of the borough purchasing the building and the lot. The school board said it believes the property, although not necessarily the building, could be of use to the school in the future, either as a building site or an outdoor space. The lot adjoins school property on one side and Main Street on the other. Also on the agenda are several resolutions, including one to provide just over $38,000 for consulting services in support of Phase 1 of the Haines Community Facility Master Plan. Another ordinance would authorize the manager to begin negotiations with the Alaska Department of Transportation for property near the ferry terminal. The state has made an offer for a portion of the LUTAC dock to complete improvements to the terminal area. View the full agenda of items up for consideration and public comment at the borough website at HainesAlaska.gov. The meeting is at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday in Assembly Chambers. Alaska State Troopers received a report of two lost hikers on Mount Rapinski in Haines on Saturday afternoon. Two sisters from New York were hiking on the Skyline Road Trail when they became lost and were not able to continue down the mountain because of a steep ravine. One of the sisters was able to call Haines Police Department on her cell phone. A member of the Haines Fire Department's search and rescue hiked up and located the duo about a half mile from the road and assisted them down the mountain, said Haines Fireman Al Badgley. No search and rescue funds were utilized in the assistance. And finally, we received word of a stabbing in Skagway over the weekend. Skagway police expect to release more information about the incident in the next few days, and as soon as we get it, we'll bring you up to date. This is Margaret Friednauer in Haines, with help from Jim Devereaux in Skagway for KHNS News. I threw a lot of technical terms at you tonight in our story about the Connolly Lake Hydro Project, and if you didn't catch it all the first time around, you can always listen again to our newscasts online at khns.org. Thanks for your support.